I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Ukraine's government held onto power in parliament yesterday, but thousands continue to protest. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says the country is getting paralyzed economically. That means more poverty and the need for their Project Hope Christmas gifts.
Especially now when the country is in turmoil, we need more help. We need more resources. We need more partnership that will continue bringing the gospel to the next generation of that country.
$25 provides a gift, which includes a Bible. There are links to the program at our website. Next, human trafficking is growing in the U.S. Over 9,000 cases were reported in the last 5 years. EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie says now is the time for the U.S. church to act.
If we can identify and meet people in their vulnerability, we can actually intersect and make the biggest difference in preventing human trafficking.
Find specific ways to help at our website. You don't need a degree in counseling or psychology.
Web designers, filmmakers, logistics specialists, artists, teachers, everybody can get involved in this fight.
And they say nothing in life is free, but that's not always true. And when something's free and helpful, it's even better, right? Pioneers is offering many bottom line media resources for free for the rest of the month. Each week, a new book or DVD is being offered. These books are encouraging resources telling you about how God's working in the lives of individuals around the world. Share the link, which you can find at our website, with your friends and family. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help M&N with your best gift, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.